Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this June the 12th, 2016 early edition of Team Liberty Radio with your host, Shane LaCroix. In the next 30 minutes, we're going to be looking at a variety of topics, including the 2016 presidential election, the unfortunate shooting in Orlando, and our main topic today is Operation Mockingbird, the brainwashing of America. That's going to be our main topic, but first we want to hit on the unfortunate shooting that happened in Orlando, Florida this morning. As of right now, some reports are coming out that 50 have died with 53 injuries at a shooting at a nightclub in Orlando, Florida. And I've seen various reports about what is happening. Before going further, I'd like to tell everybody, I'd love to get your comments, your questions, your retorts on what is happening. The call number is area code 845-277-9109. Or also, if you're online, you can hit us up on the chat board. Like I said, I will take your questions, comments, concerns. And again, the chat board and calls are only available during the live edition of the show, not on the rebroadcast. But going back to the shooting in Orlando, I have seen various reports from different media outlets, and they're all conflicting, but with the vast majority of them, the shooter is of Muslim descent. He is Muslim, and this was a gay nightclub where this happened. What are your opinions on a gay nightclub is relevant or not? It's still people was killed right here by a Muslim within the Islamic culture, but the rather being homosexual, gay, whatever you want to call it, that is one of their big no-nos, and they will kill you, throw you off the building, or kill you instantly for being homosexual. But yet our government wants to bring all these radical jihadist Islam in to help destroy our country unless they assimilate, and we assimilate to them instead of they assimilate our culture. But the sad part is, while I've been going through and looking about this shooting, a lot of people are cheering the death of the gays, the homosexuals, and that ain't right. Whether you agree with homosexuals or disagree with it, like I said before, they are still human lives who have families, and their families love them. What should be noted is that this terrorist also had a government ID, and all the gun control advocate nuts who wants to control the guns are saying, oh, we should have more background checks. Hello, he is issued his gun permit by the federal government. So back up off the guns, you idiot, you gun control advocate. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. If you want to use that argument that guns kill people, well, let's sue automobile makers when there's a crash on the interstate. Let's charge the automobile companies. Let's charge beer country companies when drinking and driving was involved. Not that's some one person. But in them instances, when it's an automobile crash or a drunk driver, the blame goes right to the person driving. But it is totally different in a gun, where a gun is used in a mass shooting. They want to blame the gun. It's not the person doing the shooting, but the gun. It's totally twisted logic. And by the way, all this is going on, I may, next week's episode, I may get back on the gun issue on next week's show. I know I have previous shows on it. But with this happening in Orlando, I may just do my show next week on mass shootings, another show on mass shootings, and really dive into it. I should have done it today when this came out, but I've already had everything set up for this show. I may do a special show sometime this week on it as more information comes out. Just subscribe to the shows. Check on our website, TeamLiberty1776.wordpress.com, and I'll let you know. We're going to go on to the next subject about the 2016 election and what both parties have their presumptive nominees. But with the results of the January 7th primary on the Republican side, of course, Trump got all delegates in California, 172, Montana, 27, New Jersey, 51, New Mexico, 24, South Dakota, 29. And on the Democratic side, Hillary got 269 delegates, Bernie got 206, Montana was won by Sanders, 11 delegates to 10 to Hillary. New Jersey was won by Clinton, 79 to 47 delegates. New Mexico, 18 delegates to Hillary, 16 to Sanders. Sanders took North Dakota, 13 delegates to 5 delegates. South Dakota, 10 delegates apiece, but which was very close, the votes on that state. But Hillary got the very few number of votes. We do have one primary coming up, but it's basically over. District Columbia Democratic primary on this coming Tuesday. I won't even cover this. We'll be looking at what's heading up at the RNC and DNC in the coming weeks up to it, and whatever news comes out. But on Republican delegate count, Trump has set all-time records on the delegate count. He won, well, it's still presumptive nominee, but he earned 1,447 delegates with 95 unpledged. Hillary earned 2,203 delegates, 57 superdelegates, for a total of 2,780 delegates to Bernie's 1,876 delegates. If you take away the superdelegates, it was less than 400 delegates separating them. But you add in that big lead on superdelegates, 577-48. That's what pushed Hillary over from the the shenanigans at the beginning of the Democratic primary. But this, the shenanigans that was done by both parties, this has awakened people to how the political structure as of right now works in America. We do need a change of it. But one thing I did find interesting is after the primaries on Tuesday, Bernie Sanders was supposed to meet with Barack Obama on Wednesday, which he did. Nothing is being said what happened at that meeting, but not long after the meeting, Barack, our wonderful president, said that he is supporting Hillary. But later on that day, Bernie said he's still not ending his campaign. He is continuing with it. till the very end. I don't know what Bernie's up to on this, but even though I don't support him, I think it is funny that he is doing this and shoving it in the Democratic Party's face. So, good for Bernie shoving the Democratic face. He's considering the outsider in the Democratic Party. But it's going to get real interesting between now and the RNC, DNC. I still don't trust the GOP party. I'm still wondering what shenanigans they will try to pull between now and the RNC. But I have found out that through some sources that they are trying to keep all Trump supporters away from the arena where it is being held, which is not fair. Even the very liberal ACLU has come out and spoken out against this. And whether you like Trump or don't like Trump, when somebody's free speech is violated, you should be mad over that. And his supporters, their free speech is trying to be withheld from them. But boy, the Trump haters and the provocateurs will be out in full force right there around where the RNC is being held, but none of his supporters are allowed to be there. And Ohio is a very liberal state, so go figure. So we'll see. Like I said before, this is going to be very interesting between now and the RNC, DNC, and November. We're looking at both presumptive nominees, Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side and Donald Trump on the Republican side. Like I said, this is going to be very interesting. We're going to take a quick break before we go into our main topic of the show. We might go into overdrive. We might not. But like I said before, I would love to have your comments, questions on our main subject, Operation Mockingbird, the brainwashing of America. We'll be back after this brief break. Welcome back. Our call-in number is area code 845-277-9109, or you can reach us via the web, or excuse me, through the chat board. I'll be glad to take your questions, comments, retorts, or whatever on our subject of Operation Mockingbird, the brainwashing of America. Now, I know some of you do know what Operation Mockingbird is. And I do know that some of you do not or have heard it and still wondering what it is. Well, Operation Mockingbird is a secret campaign by the United States Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, to influence the way media is broadcast. Mainstream media, CNN, NBC, Fox, CBS. You name it, all the big wig companies are part of this Operation Mockingbird. But anyway, it was began back in 1950 and was initially organized by Cord Meyer and Alan Dulles, who Alan Dulles became the head of the CIA, and then Frank Wisner took over. The organization recruited leading American journalists into a network to help present the CIA's views and funded some student and cultural organizations and magazines as frontmen for them. Everybody knows when our country was first established, information was distributed by two ways, three ways, newspapers, pamphlets, and word of mouth. Those were the three main people got their information about current events, human tragedies, world wars, or whatever other afflictions were plaguing society at that time. Then when the 1920s rolled around, there was a new invention called radio. This new source of delivering information would be in a calm, even voice that delivering the news about local, national, and world events over the airwaves. What do I mean, calm and soothing voices? If you've ever listened to an NPR show, then you would know what I am talking about, or if you live and listen to some talk radio show host who talk in a sweet, soothing voice that reassures you that everything will be okay. I'm sorry, that's just not me. I'm vocal, I'm crash, I'm brash. I have a little bit of emotion in my voice on certain subjects. That's real human emotion right there. When you have variances in your voice, when you feel emotions, when you talk to people. Let's continue. Continue on the 1950s, brought the invention of television, in which three main networks in the 1950s, ABC, NBC, CBS, were working tirelessly along with the CIA to give the public a windowed view into politics, wars, political assassinations, and man landing on the moon. It also brought forth tons of entertainment to keep the public distracted from what was really going on behind the scenes. Then, as this advanced over decades, we got to the 80s, which brought forth cable TV, which allowed boxes being to put on into every TV and bring you 10 million channels to watch. You had to pay for 24-hour news and the first glimpse of 1980s music videos. Us ones born during this know exactly what they're talking about to tell our age. We do remember when this came on. Then since 1980s, we've had a boom of technology with the introduction of personal computers, smartphones, tablets, whatever else they still have in the pipeline, to satisfy the public's insatiable appetite for constant news and entertainment. People can no longer leave home without their devices of choice, and especially this newer generation, the millennial generation, walking around with their nose stuck in their phone, not paying attention to where they are going, and they're walking around like a bunch of zombies, oblivious to everything going on around them except what they have their nose stuck into on their phone. No wonder the society is crumbling with all this stuff being pushed down. This is all a psyop created by the CIA to brainwash us, dumb us down, so we don't know really what is going on behind the scenes. The power grab that the elite are doing to take our rights away from us. Then we jump into this century, the 21st century, with the evolution of mass media. You go Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and several other thousands of social media platforms where people across the world can be able to create, share content, engage, and collaborate, along with several other options on these social media sites. This has allowed people to really understand that even though this is one big planet several million miles around, you was to travel it, it is still a small place indeed. But what does this have to do with Operation Mockingbird, you're asking yourself? To answer that question, you just have to look at a couple weeks ago when Facebook was caught red-handed trying to convince the public that their 1.6 billion users from around the world were all interested in social justice warriors and Black Lives Matters. this is just a bunch of nonsense, but Facebook is not the only one who uses filters and censors its content. Yours truly has been censored for his articles on Facebook. Several of my fellow journalists have been censored, their articles being suppressed and not getting the views they deserve to see. But Twitter is also using, Twitter reporters have reported that their tweets have completely disappeared from their timeline. It has also been reported by people with YouTube channels that when their viewer numbers are getting close to trending, their accounts have been reset on a daily basis. Or they have been completely removed altogether. The internet was once a vast variety of differing opinions and ideas come together, debate, but it has now become a cesspool of carefully manipulated censorship and orchestrated agenda from the powers that be, global elitist, New World Order, ties in all with Bilderberg Group, doesn't it? But they, the powers that be, that manufacture stories that garner only 1% of the public's interest, but then they twist and turn and misrepresent it, saying that this is the 99% of the you. 99% of the news instead of the 1% it really is. Distorting reality. And as you wake up out of this fog, you're starting to realize the ones that who are waking up. We still have several hundred thousand millions that are still brain dead out there. But when you start waking up and you realize what you're listening to or what you're being told, what are you being read, what you're watching, what you're listening to, is 90% of it is being controlled by 6 mega corporations. That's right, 6 mega corporations control what you see. And then it starts to click, and it reminds us that this old CIA program named Operation Mockingbird is alive and well. It is time that we realize that this is a sham, and we have to recognize the damage it has already done and continues to do. It is on everyone's shoulders to break the ones who are still asleep out of the matrix. Now, what I'm going to play for you is a video from 1976, a Senate meeting talking with some officials, some of the CIA representatives about Operation Mockingbird. Pay close attention during this video to what is said. We'll be back after this.
I thought that it was a matter of real concern that planted story is intended to serve a national purpose abroad came home and were circulated here and believed here, because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country. And we're looking at that very carefully.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry
that out. That is Alan Dulles.
We have
folks.
Quite a lot of detailed information, and we will
evaluated, and we will include any evidence of wrongdoing or any evidence of impropriety in our final report and make recommendations.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
Senator, do you think that you named the news organization?
That remains to be decided.
I think it was entirely in order for our correspondents at that time to make use of the CIA agent chiefs of station and other members of the executive staff of CIA as sources of information which were useful in their assessments of world conditions.
Would you say that continues today?
Well, I would think probably for a reporter it would continue today, but because of all of the revelations of the period of the 1970s, it seems to me that a reporter's got to be much more circumspect in doing it now, or he runs the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public. I think you've got to be much more careful about it.
Well, folks, what does that tell you right there? Listen how they deny deniable plausibility is what is the best way to call it. They would not answer the Senate's questions on that right there. That was in a Congress report. Senator Frank Church was the one who brought forth that meeting from Idaho. And Frank Church also said that the misinforming the world would cost American taxpayers an estimated $265 million a year. Now, that was back in 1976, not prison day figures. Prison day figures, it's probably more in the billions of dollars. Let me just list some of the journalists that was used in this program. Philip Graham of the Washington Post. Actress Deborah Davis, I believe, from Catherine the Great, I believe she was. And Rolling Stone. Skirt a slot from New York Herald Tribune, Ben Bradley, Newsweek, James Reston, New York Times, Carl Douglas Jackson, Time, Washington Post, Miami News, Time Life, CBS, ABC, Fox, Washington Star, New York Post, and several others. I'm planning to do a YouTube video on this. You will find a link to my YouTube channel on my website. The article is up on our website, teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. First, I'm going to read one more comment by George Orwell, the founder, the writer of 1984, Animal Farm. The further a society drills from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak. Sounds like present day times. We will be back next week at our normal scheduled time of 6 p.m. Good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. But Operation Mockingbird is alive and well. We need to speak out against it. We need to speak out of all what is going on. But, folks, we will be back next week at our normal time. God bless. This is Shane LaCroix. Thank you.